Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Quick word from Mark Hannington, making his debut today as a kit man. How do you explain that defeat today then, Mark?
Boys started really well. It was just 8 minutes of absolute madness. Just let ourselves down, really. Can't say anything more than that. If it wasn't for them 8 minutes, the scores went all.
So you don't blame yourself then for this defeat?
No. I had a chat with our club secretary at the beginning of the week, and he confirmed that due to the fact we sponsored this year very kindly by NatWest, it was a must that we wore our new purple kit sponsored by them this year. Unfortunately, Airbus were in a very similar kit, but Gareth Jones made the decision early on in the week to continue playing for the purple.
And over to Mark Easel, the manager. What are your reaction today, Mark, to today's performance?
Very poor start, obviously conceding a goal in the first minute. After that, whilst we were having some problems, I thought the boys got back into the game with a well-rehearsed goal from a corner. And then, as previously been said, 9 minutes of madness. What you have to do in football is you have to have a mentality whereby if somebody scores a goal against you, the only thing that changes is the score. You don't change anything else in terms of organisation, what you do, what you're asked to do. And that's how teams sometimes can get back into games. If you start changing things and then deciding because you've now got a goal behind or 2 goals behind, we'll do what we want, you end up with a 9 minutes like that. It was just, you know, I don't think Airbus, for me, scored what I would deem to be a good goal. I think they were all mistakes. One positive is our season won't depend on games success against Airbus, TNS, games like that. So over the season, I don't think we've lost any ground today, because I think other teams will come here and get beat as well. What we have to do is, we've got two home matches now, and take full advantage of them.
Of course, next Saturday takes on an additional pressure on everybody after today's results, so hopefully we can come back from that, which we've done in previous years.
Yeah, I don't know if it's pressure, it's probably the right word. Expectation I prefer to use at this stage of the season, and if you're talking about expectation, then Connors Keir coming to us with their tails between their legs, because their vast outlay on players, they've lost at home today. So they're probably feeling a little bit worse than us, to be honest, because they were expected to win today. Anything today was an unexpected bonus for us. So next week, the expectation on them will be far greater than us, but I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Matt. Cheers, boys. Thank you both.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.